The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're walking on sunshine today. No snow in the forecast. The morning show was talking about Snowmageddon and snow macapocalypse. I'm all about, hey, what about snow magic? So there you go. That's my two cents on that one. So excited to have in the house our friends from the Great Southern Restaurants. We have Martha Ann Merrill is here and Taylor Dawson from the marketing group. Looks like there's a big list of things going on with Great Southern Restaurants. How are y'all?
There's always a big list of things going on at Great Southern
Restaurants. Seriously?
We were just saying, too, right before this, people normally think the beginning of the year is pretty slow news-wise. Not for us.
I was going to say.
It is one of our busiest times, believe it or not.
Okay, well, tell me what is happening.
So we have a lot to talk about. First event that we have is actually going on right now. February is Black History Month, and you can celebrate with us over at Five Sisters for the entire month of February. Each week, we're going to feature a Black culinary innovator who, through their contributions to the food industry, changed the landscape of culinary, the culinary world. And all features are going to be available for lunch and dinner service.
Oh, how fun. So that's going to be over at
Five Sisters Blues Cafe. Yeah. So I'll go over some of the features and what we're kind of featuring each week. But for the entire month, we're going to feature John Young, who is one of our innovators, and he is the Buffalo Wing King. So that's going to be featured all month, as well as our nearest Old Fashioned and Kentucky Mule, which we feature every single year, always backed by popular demand. And that's honoring Nathan Nearest. So definitely check those out. And for now, which is, it started on the 3rd through Sunday, our innovator that we're featuring is Thomas Downing, which is the Oyster King of New York. And our featured dish for that is going to be an oyster pan roast. So if you come visit us this week through Sunday, yep, you'll have the oyster pan roast. And then, like I said, the drinks and, of course, the wings. Can't go wrong with either of those. And then starting next Monday, February 10th through Sunday, February 16th, we are honoring innovator. Sorry, guys, I haven't had my coffee this
it's
morning.
It's okay. This is okay.
We're short-circuiting over here.
No, we got plenty of time. You're doing great.
We are featuring and honoring our innovator, Leah Chase, who is the queen of Creole cuisine. And our featured dish for February 10th through the 16th is going to be a crawfish etouffee. So if that's up your alley, definitely come see us next week. And then Monday, February 17th through Sunday, February 23rd, we are honoring, I cannot say innovator today. I am not okay. We are honoring Edna Lewis, who is the Grand Dame of Southern Cooking. And our featured dish for that week is going to be Hoppin' John. So we have the entire month, we are honoring Black history, honoring our heritage. And if you didn't know and are looking for some fun stuff to do for Black History Month, and if you've never visited us, we're located in the Belmont DeVillers neighborhood, which is a historically Black neighborhood that came to prominence during the early 20th century when segregation and mounting racial tension pushed the city's Black residents out of the city center. So the neighborhood clustered around the intersection of Belmont DeVillers streets, became a thriving commercial hub. And it was also a prominent stop of the Chitlin Circuit, which is a network of mostly Black-owned entertainment venues during segregation and nurtured the careers of some of the biggest names in American music. And fun fact, in 2019, the area was named a spot on the historic Mississippi Blues Trail. We have a marker right outside of our door that recognizes the works of those in the neighborhood dedicated to fostering the growth and appreciation of the blues, including Gussie Streeter of Gussie's Record Shop and Abe Pierce Sr. of Abe's 506 in Savoy Ballroom. Wow. And today there are over 200 markers throughout the Southeast. So
that is
to be
really
honored,
cool.
It's a great honor.
I did not know that. There is so much great history in Pensacola, but that is really cool.
Of course. And another little fun fact, Five Sisters is actually located on the former site of Gussie's Record Shop.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love that.
If you're looking for a place to celebrate, Five Sisters is always a great choice.
Oh, the food's always good there.
A lot of rich history. Yeah, and the food's good. That's a good plus, too. So the next event we have coming up is technically ABC, Atlas Beverage Class. Unfortunately, we are full tomorrow. But we're actually full right now for March as well. But definitely check us out online. If you want to sign up for any of the upcoming events we have, you'll just contact me, Taylor@goodgrits.com. And my cell phone, you can text, call 850-287-0200.
Okay. And what is that? You said ABC?
It's our Atlas Beverage Class.
Okay.
Yep. So we have that the first Thursday of every single month. And the whole goal is to feature, you know, and recognize, I say this every single month, every time you turn around, whether it's a brewery, a winery, a distillery, there's always something new popping up.
That's
in our
sure.
backyard. We like to keep it pretty local, but we feature regional as well. I think I do have a couple of spots left for March in the 7 o'clock class, and we're featuring Asesinato Tequila.
Oh,
which they're local. They started about 2 years ago, and those guys are a load of fun. We featured them last semester, and everybody was screaming for us to bring them back this semester.
Well, how could you not be fun with tequila?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. If they're not fun with tequila, we have a problem.
Those boys are crazy. They'll let you know, too. Definitely follow them on socials. They're crazy. We had shots out of oyster shells, all kinds of fun stuff. So if you're interested in that, we do have some openings for 7 o'clock. And that is the first Thursday of March.
Great. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, like I said, for this Thursday, we are full for Atlas Beverage Class, but we do have another event over at Jackson's on Thursday, and it is our dinner and an aria. So for the 16th consecutive year, Jackson's is proud to partner once again with the Pensacola Opera to present dinner and an aria, and that is this Thursday, February 6th. Pensacola's Opera Jan Miller Studio Artist Program continues to provide training and performance experience for young opera professionals and residents here in Pensacola January through March. These artists perform roles on the main stage and appear in numerous educational and community outreach programs, as well as perform at Jackson's.
That's
so it's
cool.
Fun if you're an enthusiast or if it's your first time. A little bit of what I would say a little confusion with the event is people are always making the reservation and expecting a price for the event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a price. You just need to make the reservation for dinner.
Nice.
Right?
Okay. So it's not extra because mm-hmm. they're going to be there.
Exactly.
It's very romantic. I've actually been to a one, and it's like very nice to have them just singing right to you.
Dinner
and
a
these,
show.
Special, these people are stars from all over the country. Mm-hmm. I just saw them in Marriage of Figaro.
Oh,
and
wow.
And their voices are just, I mean, incredible. But then to have them sing to you at the table, oh my gosh, it's just
so
really
intimate.
Neat.
Intimate.
Yeah,
it's
really special.
It really is.
Really neat.
So we have two seatings. I believe we are full for 5 o'clock, but I know we still have some availability for 7:30. So if you are interested, definitely make your reservation. Give Jackson's a call, 850-469-9898.
What's the date on that one again, Taylor?
It's on Thursday.
This Thursday, okay.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing we do have, in addition to our full dinner menu, Executive Chef Herb Miller has prepared a special feature for the evening, and that's going to be herb and garlic boars-encrusted beef tornados with Cabernet demi-glace, Yukon whipped potatoes, roasted broccolini, and rainbow carrots. So like I said, we do still have some availability for 7:30. Do not procrastinate. It is on Thursday. If you want to make that reservation,
which
go
is
ahead
tomorrow.
And make it now. Yes, tomorrow. I keep thinking it's Tuesday.
I know. This is Monday. I don't know. It's tomorrow night. Okay.
Yes. So we do have something coming up for tomorrow. That's going to be the theme. I feel like it's a theme every time I come on every month. Don't procrastinate. We make it very easy, you guys.
Okay.
And speaking of not procrastinating, Valentine's Day is coming up. Perfect segue.
Gentlemen, listen up now. There's some ideas here.
Significant others.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it all laid out for you. Every restaurant, we are celebrating Valentine's Day.
Excellent.
So we're going to start with the Fish House. And over the Fish House, we are going to be open for lunch and dinner service. Lunch from 11 to 3 o'clock and dinner service beginning at 3. And if you didn't know, at the Fish House, it also falls on Pensacon weekend, which we will get into that after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But we are going to feature a special over at Fish House for the entire weekend. It's a drink special.
Mm-hmm.
So if your significant other is a Harry Potter fan, which I know there are a lot out there.
Oh,
believe
no
it
doubt.
Or not,
no doubt about it.
It's the perfect place to celebrate. And we have a drink special called the Amortentia. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing my potions. I'm not the biggest Harry Potter. I know. I know, but my sister is, and she corrects me and fact checks me, so everything is pretty legit, I would say. I like to try to say, but we're featuring the Amortentia love potion, which is a fun little addition.
And well, it is Valentine's after all, right?
I'll go into that when we talk about Pensacon.
Fantastic. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and we are talking with Martha Ann and Taylor from the Great Southern Restaurants. And if you have a question for them, some of these upcoming events, want a little more detail, just text in your question or comment, 850-437-1620.
All right, so we're talking about Valentine's Day and not procrastinating on those reservations, guys. We've got it laid out and made it easy for you. Starting with the Fish House, we are open for lunch and dinner with lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner service beginning at 3 o'clock. It also falls on Pensacon weekends, so if you're looking for something to do, that's always a fun option. In addition, we have three special features that are going to be available for Valentine's weekend, and those are created by Chef Jason Hughes. We have an appetizer feature, which is going to be a chef's selection of artisanal cheeses and cured meats, served with house-made crackers, praline Creole mustard, stone fruit jam and chutney, house hot honey, fresh berries, and candied Renfro pecans. And for lunch, he has created a special that is going to be seared Scottish salmon filet, drizzled with blood orange agrodolce, and toasted pine nuts, served over a salad of shaved Brussels sprouts, applewood bacon, I'm not even done yet.
I'm sorry.
Crumbled goat cheese, pomegranate, dried cherries, and shaved red onion, tossed in a Creole cane vinaigrette. And then for dinner, we are going to have scallops and pesto linguine featuring seared jumbo Maine sea scallops served over linguine pasta, tossed in heirloom tomato, local summer squash and zucchini, and spinach in a creamy basil pesto sauce topped with brown butter, cheese, and toasted pine nut gremolata. Not done yet. Dessert.
Because one of our listeners says, where's Martha Ann?
I know.
She's coming up next, y'all. Hang on. Hold on to your horses.
And Martha Ann, you could chime in anytime.
Oh, I love listening to you.
Oh, my goodness. And then for dessert, we have a guava cheesecake. So over at the Fish House, we are walk-ins only, no reservations. But pro tip from your favorite former hostess, you can always give us a call at any time during the day, lunch or dinner, to kind of check on what that current wait time is running. To do that, give the hostess a call, 850-470-0003. And then over at Atlas, we will be open for Valentine's Day from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Of course, we're going to offer both our standard dinner menu for lunch and dinner, but we also have some features created by Executive Chef Jason Hughes as well. He's created three Valentine's Day specials. Our appetizer feature is going to be a blue crab arancini featuring crispy fried local crab and mascarpone risotto bites, Calabrian chili pesto, whipped ricotta, and fresh basil. And our entree feature is going to be Salmon Oscar featuring seared Scottish salmon filet. That's a tongue twister. Say that three times fast. Sauteed local lump crab. They're trying to trip me up today is what they're trying to do. Grilled asparagus, rustic smoked Gouda mashed potatoes, and béarnaise sauce. And of course, for dessert, we are having a red velvet cake with cream cheese frosting.
Also, it's really not fair to be describing all this fabulous
food. At 9 a.m. It's not right. I'm so sorry.
You're just making my morning bagel look kind of lame.
That's hilarious.
We'll bring you a snack next.
And that's just two of the restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I know. We're not even close to being finished. Gosh, y'all. Also, over at Atlas, we are walk-ins only, but like I said, same thing for Fish House. You can always call and check on that wait time. Moving on to Jackson's Steakhouse, we will be open for lunch from 11 to 2 and dinner beginning at 5 o'clock. And in addition to our standard lunch and dinner menus, Executive Chef Irv Miller has created a special Valentine's feature available through Sunday. That's going to be an 8-ounce filet mignon, butter poached lobster meat, cream reduction, Gruyere and Parmesan cheese, goat cheese, Duchess potatoes, sauteed wild mushrooms, and fresh chives.
Yum.
Yes. For Jackson's, reservations are pretty much full, I would say, but definitely check in. We have walk-in seating for the bar, all that fun stuff. Okay. And to make your reservation over at Jackson's, you can visit us online or give us a call, 850-469-9898. And then over at Five Sisters, of course, we're celebrating Valentine's Day as well. We'll be opened for lunch service from 11 to 4 with dinner service following. And in addition to our standard lunch and dinner menus, Executive Chef Josh Rich will feature a special Valentine's Day feature for both lunch and dinner. And the featured dish, we have an appetizer, which is strawberry ricotta bruschetta. Our entree is going to be butter clam linguine. And our dessert is going to be a strawberry delight. And if you would like to know what that is, it is strawberries and strawberry jam folded into a creamy whipped topping over a chilled graham cracker crust and served with strawberry ice cream.
I love that
so
all
if you
these
like
chefs
strawberries,
are
you
doing,
will love that
yes.
dessert.
I love that all your chefs are doing something special for Valentine's. And the good news is it is on Friday night. So really helps a lot when you're planning. And so I would say
Pensacon weekend.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Everything.
So. I love that there's lunch options. So if people can't do dinner, you know, you can still celebrate.
And then also too, exactly. And then also too, these specials are carried out through the whole weekend. So if you don't want to get out on that Friday,
okay.
you can come see us Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that. That's even better.
Of course.
Yep.
And then over at Five Sisters, we are walk-ins only. Same thing as Fish House. You can always give them a call to check on that current wait time. Their number is 850-912-4856. Also, before I go into Angelina's for Valentine's Day, I just want to say, I know this is a lot of information. It is a lot for us. Mm-hmm. So anything you have a question about, everything can be found online, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Or you can always reach out to your favorite Grits girls, Taylor at Good Grits, Martha Ann at Good Grits, and we can answer any questions.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Always, always, always. So moving into Angelina's for Valentine's Day, we'll be open for lunch from 11 to 2 with bar service beginning at 4 o'clock and dinner at 5. For both lunch and dinner, we will have some fun specials. Our lunch feature is going to be the Italian Playboy, which is a bold and indulgent twist on a classic favorite. That's crispy breaded chicken breast topped with Angelina's vodka sauce, which is to die for. Vibrant pesto. Creamy stracciatella and fresh arugula, all on soft Gambino's bread. And the sandwich will be served with your choice of truffle fries or a side salad. Our dinner feature is going to be a 32-ounce porterhouse for two.
Wait, what? 32 ounces?
32
ounces. That's huge.
Ounce. You know, I'm not good at math. I don't really know what an ounce is, but that sounds like a lot.
Isn't it 16 ounces a pound? No.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
You could split it. It's romantic.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Exactly. And it's the ultimate romantic sharing dish.
Okay. Okay, that makes it better.
Yep.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Yep.
You're listening to Pep Talk. Just gonna interrupt just for a second. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Okay. Keep going on that 32-ouncer.
Yes, 32-ounce porterhouse for two. Okay. Let me specify, for two
there
people.
There you go. Now
if you want to get it for one, you do
that's
you.
That's your prerogative.
If that's how you want to celebrate, celebrate however you want.
Okay.
And it's the ultimate romantic sharing dish, offering the best of both worlds with a tender filet mignon and a rich, flavorful strip steak on the bone. Mm. Ours will be fire grilled to perfection and carved for sharing, served with roasted garlic, potatoes, charred lemon, and a rich truffle butter. And that's going to be paired with rosemary potatoes and a garlic Parmesan asparagus. And then, of course, can't leave out dessert. We are going to have a feature called chocolate covered strawberries, and that will be available at both lunch and dinner service. Of course, over at Angelina's, we are reservations. I think we might have a few left. Like I said, don't procrastinate, don't hesitate. Let's get ahead of it, guys. Do it for your significant other. Yes.
Okay, so someone just texted in, how much is the 32-ounce dinner for two?
It's not on this press release, but I can find out for you.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Okay, she's going to find out. And we'll
I will find out for you. And also, too, you can always shoot me an email, Taylor at Good Grits.
Okay, did you get that? Taylor at goodgrits.com. You can text her and she'll send an email back. Okay.
I sure will.
All right.
And reservation only for Valentine's Day. You could do that online or give us a call, 850-542-8398. All right. Speaking of love, we're moving into Pensacon.
When you think romance, you think Pensacon.
Yeah.
Well, if you love the movie stars that are coming, that's part of it.
And that is really cool.
We can find a lot of things to
absolutely
love. And if you've never heard of Pensacon, it is Pensacola's comic convention. I'm sure you've heard of Comic-Con. This year, it is going to take place on Friday, Valentine's Day, February 14th through Sunday. And of course, the Fish House, as we do every single year and have since the very beginning, which was 2013. Fun fact. The Fish House will feature three nights of themed decor, drink specials, photo ops, and plenty of fun for you. And I like to say your special someone since it is on Valentine's Day. Have you ever come to visit us for Pensacon?
Pensacon? Oh, I've gone to Pensacon a bunch of times.
Have you come to the Fish House to see the Hogwarts?
I should say yes. Incredible. I know, but I haven't.
You have to confess.
If
you've never come to see us at Fish House for Pensacon, you are missing out, especially if you are a Harry Potter fan, because we completely transformed the restaurant into Hogwarts.
Oh, that's really... No, I haven't, so I'll make a point of it.
Yes, that
sounds like fun.
Especially if you're a Harry Potter fan. We have life-size Dementors, floating candles all throughout the dining room.
Oh, no kidding.
Owls, and as you walk towards our sushi room, it turns into Diagon Alley, so you'll be able to take a stroll and see all the little shop fronts. We've got golden snitches everywhere. We have a giant platform, 9 3/4, out in the front of the building where you can take some fun photos.
Yes, great photo ops all throughout.
Yeah, speaking of photo ops, if you take any, please tag us. We'd love to see your pictures. We make hundreds and hundreds of wands for everybody to take home. And of course, incredible drink specials. You can look on our socials. We do a goblet of fire, which is a huge goblet drink that serves 4 people.
Oh, my goodness.
We have an assigned goblet girl who we say casts a little spell and it lights on fire. We have a video of that. Yeah, if you want to check that out. And like I said earlier, we do have a new drink, especially for Valentine's Day. It's our Amortentia. And like I said, please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. It is our love potion. And that's going to be made with pomegranate juice, apple cider, a splash of vodka, and a bit of Chambord liqueur, and finished with dry ice. And it's said that the person under the effect of the spell will hold an obsessive infatuation for the person who orders it for them. And this brew holds a different aroma for everyone who smells it. It usually smells like something that reminds them of the object of their affection.
Ooh.
So fall in love this Valentine's Day with us and celebrate.
I could just get George Clooney over there.
That's awesome.
You know, I know he's married, but...
I wish it was last year because we had Garrett Hedlund come visit us.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Love him. Friday Night Lights. Anybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody?
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, it wasn't Valentine's Day, and I don't know if I could get him to split a drink with me.
I like this potion idea, though.
Yes.
I
think that's good. We can give you the recipe.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
And we'll have that up on socials, too, next
Perfect.
Week.
Okay.
But fun fact about us, too, is we have everything decorated the entire week before Pensacon. Mm-hmm. So if you come see us Sunday night for dinner... Fish House.
Nice.
Come see us for lunch on Monday. Completely transform. We like to say that's when the magic starts, is Monday.
Oh, that's good to know because you can kind of beat the crowds a little bit.
Exactly.
Yes, perfect.
Drink specials will only be available through the weekend. So that's Friday through Sunday, but everything will still be decorated that Monday.
All right. We've got about 3 minutes left. So
Martha Ann,
anything you want to add this
Absolutely.
Morning?
So we have a great event coming on February 20th at Angelina's called our Naples to Napa, a food and wine event.
Ooh.
And it's from 5:30 till probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. And Chef Ian and our house wine expert, Matt Nichols, describe this evening as embarking on a culinary journey where Northern Italian tradition mingles with vibrant seasonal spirit of California. And so they're going to be featuring Idlewild wines, an Italian varietals grown in California soil, specifically Mendocino County, and pair those with dishes that blend classic Italian techniques with local fresh ingredients. And so each course will tell a story of Italian roots and California innovation. So it's going to be incredible. And that is $100 per person. And that's Thursday, February 20th at 5:30. And you need to make reservations. There are a few spots remaining. So it is filling up. So if you're interested, call 850-542-8398. That's Angelina's. Or go on angelinaspensacola.com. Or you can make reservations on Open Table as well.
And it's set up through experiences, so it's very easy.
Okay,
very,
great.
Very easy. And like I said, if you have questions, always contact Grits Girls. Martha Anna Goodgrits, TaylorGoodgrits.com.
Yes.
And also everything's online. Grits
Excellent.
Restaurants.
Excellent.
Yes. And so I don't know how much time we have.
About a minute.
Sure. I can go through the courses real quick. The first course is a salmon crudo, which is lemon, fennel, cucumbers, capers, extra virgin olive oil, and Calabrian chili aioli. And that is paired with an Idlewild Lost Hills Ranch. And then the second course is a panzani with walnut sauce, paired with an Idlewild Flora and Fauna blend from 2020. And the third course is a Sonoma County duck breast, which is paired with the Idlewild Lost Hills Ranch of 2017. And the dessert is a brown butter and banana tart, which I have to describe.
Ooh.
It's shortbread crust, creme chantilly, and bruleed banana.
Ooh.
That just sounds amazing. The whole event sounds incredible. And with Chef Ian Gillette, it's no doubt going to be sensational.
Well, this is fabulous, ladies. These menus that you've, the recipes, the menus, the specials for Valentine's and Pensacon, so much happening at Great Southern Restaurants. So if the listeners want to find out more about reservations, when these things are happening, give us your website, your emails again.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com, MarthaAnn@GoodGrits.com, Taylor@GoodGrits.com. When you visit Great Southern, everything's listed on the right-hand side, very easy to find. Everything okay. We have coming up.
All right. In the restaurants, the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson Steakhouse, Five Sisters Blue Cafe, and Angelina.
You got it.
Thank you so much.